The Vice President of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabno Opokwe-Duse, says the association is ready to go for the compulsory arbitration on Monday, as directed by the National Labour Commission, but is not prepared to suspend the strike until then. He told Radio Ghana that there is no assurance that if they call off the strike, their demands will be met. Dr. Opokwe-Duse blamed the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for the breakdown in negotiations. He demands that all those appealing to them to call off the strike should put in place structures to ensure that the doctors are not shortchanged. He spoke to Bobo Klinago.
So far, negative. The opportunity that they were over 2 months ago. No, we're moving to meet them. They are not prepared to from their position. And some of the issues, they are not even prepared to discuss.
You said the Fair Wages and Salaries Commissions have remained adamant.
Yes.
And people outside also think the doctors are also adamant. They are not ready to change their position.
My brother, if you are fighting with whole government machinery, you don't expect to win on the media front. Have they come out to debunk any of the demands of the Ghana Medical Association? No, sir. We sent a petition to them so many years ago. They did their own assessments. They are not prepared to go by their scientific assessments. All that we see is groups just asking us to go to work. Meanwhile, we are not putting structures. So that when you go to work, any group will take over the negotiations. The only group that is legally mandated now to look into it is the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
Does that mean that you will not consider the appeals coming from various quarters? The president, the Catholic Bishops Conference, the chief imam, and other people have made passionate appeals to you to go back to work while negotiations continue.
What negotiations? There's no negotiation, there's breakdown negotiation. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission are refusing to discuss the issues that you brought. They refuse to sign minutes that we present to the National Labour Commission. So far as they are concerned, there's no negotiation. Negotiation is between two people. We have availed ourselves to all appointments and negotiations. So the question is, the Bishop's Conference, all the very important and respectable groups that are appealed to, it's not that we don't want to listen. What structures have you put in place to resolve the issues? For example, if the Bishop's Conference said, we talked to the President of the Nation, our President is saying that I put Mr. A, Mr. C, Reverend B in place to resolve the issue in maybe 2-3 days. You can consider that, but it makes it very difficult when you even hear the first time in the press that somebody is appealing to you to go to work. So if you go to work, who will look into it?
I'm surprised they said the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is not prepared for negotiations. Does that mean if you go to the meeting, they don't come to the meeting?
If you go to the meeting and they tell you that for all these points, we are not prepared to discuss, what do you do? When you go to the meeting and just want the proceedings of the meeting to be sent to National Labour Commission, the place that you took is there, and you refuse to sign in the presence of the Deputy Minister for Health, and then the Caretaker Minister for Health, and then another ranking member from the Ministry of Finance, what do you expect us to do? They are refusing to continue negotiation.
One point that people have raised is that by the labor law, the health service or the doctors, you provide essential service, and that you are not supposed to go on strike at any point in time.
The framers of the constitution and the labor laws, they don't do that in a vacuum. You don't call me essential when you need to pay me, when you need me to work. Apart from work, you don't call me essential. So if you were essential service, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and the National Labor Commission should have treated it as essential. When the program was starting 2-3 years ago, they should have said, these are essential groups. Can we see and erode them first and prevent them from embarking on all these demonstrations and the looters? When we started talking to them over a year ago, and I recently on the 15th and then 24th of September, nobody treated us as essential. Then when you come to work, you say it is essential. The premier did not write essential in the vacuum. Essential means if things are coming, you must also be proactive.
The National Labour Commission has directed that you call off the strike and come for compulsory negotiations. Will you hit this directive?
We are going for compulsory arbitration on Monday. Half of the other aspect is for another legal interpretation.
How do you feel if there are reports that people go to hospital, they turn them away and they die because doctors are not there?
It is very, very, very unfortunate. If you have read through all our communication, all the reprimands, all the problems must be laid at the doctors of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, who have by law been mandated to make sure that people don't go on strike. We have empathy. We are human beings. We are part of the society. We feel for people and we feel for ourselves. What we are demanding is just a fair payment from the work of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. We are not demanding the moon. What we are demanding, most of it is not even cash. Do the right thing, establish the regular activities, go by the scientific work that we have done.
Vice President of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Eduse, talking to Bubu Klinogo. We're now joined on the line by the Acting Minister of Health, Haruna Idrisu, to talk to us about the doctor strike. Now, what accounts for the protracted nature of the negotiations so far?
In salary negotiations, it is expected each of the parties come with a position and with their strengths and weaknesses. It is regrettable that the doctors have decided to withdraw their services, which, as you rightly indicated, is not only unethical but unlawful under the laws of Ghana. But be as it may, government is putting in appropriate mechanisms and structures to contain the rising cases of emergencies across the country and to save lives, and in particular to avoid the deterioration of health conditions to which we can. And we have elevated the numbers at 37 and police hospital. We are satisfied with the services that they are rendering. I can only do an appeal to our doctors to respect His Excellency the President's request to them and to return back to work while negotiations continue. They also must respect the directive of the National Labour Commission. We have come very far. At least we now have an appreciation of the issue. What is it that is outstanding was matters of the bidding structure, the market premium, and the promotion pattern. I believe that through dialogue and negotiation, we may be able to resolve some of those issues.
Now, the doctors say government holds the key to settling the dispute. How prepared is government to address the issue?
Government cannot deal with just salaries of medical officers in isolation to salaries of all other persons, including people, provided you are on the government wage bill. Giving into their request has implications on the national wage bill and overall national economy, and in particular its relationship with other allied health workers. The gaps, the distortions, and the differences that exist will all have to be addressed holistically. I believe that what the Fair Wages Commission have given them so far responds to some of the issues that they have raised.
Now, you outlined some measures that government has put in place to solve this problem for the time being. How effective are these measures and how long can it withstand the pressure?
We are in an agreement that it will be for a long haul. That is not the wish of government. We don't wish that the action proceeds for the next even 1 minute or a second, because of our commitment to save lives and to ensure that the people of Ghana can access quality health care. But as the doctors have withdrawn their service, our wish is to ensure that at the barest minimum, health care services remain and health care institutions remain open, and that Ghanaians can access it. I'm extremely optimistic that the GMA weekend meeting, they should see, as the Vice President said, they should demonstrate more humaneness and demonstrate more empathy and review their action while negotiations continue. These are not matters that can be resolved overnight.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You heard Acting Minister of Health, Haruna Idrisu. The Catholic Bishops' Conference has joined the chorus of prominent bodies and individuals appealing to doctors to call off their strike while negotiations go on. The president of the conference and Bishop of Konongo Mampong, Most Reverend Joseph Osebunsu, says the conference appreciates the many hours of work that the doctors do to save lives every day. He said the conference believes that, like all other workers, the doctors should receive salary that is commensurate with their work, but this should be determined through negotiations and adherence to the labor laws of the country. Most Reverend Osebunsu spoke with Bubu Klinogo.
The conference is appealing to them to go back to work to save human lives while the negotiations go on. I think it's very important that human lives are not lost. And so while the negotiations are going on, we are pleading with them to go back to work.
Apart from making this appeal, do you have any other plans, for instance, of meeting the doctors and having a discussion with them?
Yes, some of us have meetings with them, informal talks with them.
And during these meetings, how did they receive your interaction?
No, I think it's cordial. They are not happy with the situation where they have to go on strike, but at the same time, they feel that they must get what is due them. And so we feel that the way forward is through discussions, and that's why we said in our statement that we have been prepared to send a delegation and to be part of the negotiations.
Bishop, this appeal, how soon will you want them to go back to work?
Well, as soon as possible. I mean, they would go back to, they will be happy, you know, so as soon as possible while the negotiations go on, because day in, day out, the human lives are being lost.
All about their concerns that they've raised, what do you say to that?
Well, this will be addressed through the negotiations when we sit down with them, government and all the other parties, to listen to the grievances and see what can be done. Yeah, so just appealing once again to the doctors to go back and save human lives, and we plead with all the parties taking part in the negotiations to exercise restraint and then have good negotiations.
President of Catholic Bishop Conference and Bishop of Konongo Mampong talking to Bubu Klinogo on the doctor's strike.